Imagine being an artist, learning the techniques, spending countless hours perfecting your craft, only for your best painting, which you put in your whole entire heart into working on, was sold for completely free. Now take this analogy and say that you're in a collegiate athlete, and now that analogy has become a reality. The NCAA has taken advantage of these athletes, making millions on millions off of revenues with different marketing strategies. While numerous people believe that there is no need to pay these athletes as their money comes through scholarship, it is evident that the income these universities and the NCAA are making is much larger than what these athletes who are making the money are receiving. Collegiate athletes need to make a steady income of their hard work because the corrupt organization of the NCAA has taken advantage of their student athletes, siphoning all the profits the students have earned. Being in college, I see up close the corruption of the NCAA. These athletes spending countless hours in the weight room, practicing, games, team meetings. It takes away from their freedom, education, and college life, and they're not even getting siphoned for it. This podcast consists of me interviewing a few of my friends and me talking about their answers because I feel like other people need to be aware of the corruption of the NCAA. One of the first friends that I interviewed, his name is Jake. He's really into college sports and he's really into just the vibe of college and on campus. He's a business major, so he knows a lot about money. One of the first questions I asked Jake was, do you think college athletes should be paid, yes or no? At first he said no, not knowing the corruption of the NCAA. He said, well, they get paid scholarships and they get a lot of benefits, so I don't see the need why they should get paid even more money. But when I broke it down for him, college athletes are getting taken advantage of and they're getting paid nothing in return. Millions of dollars are being produced by these college athletes. The average college athlete makes over $100 million for the NCAA. I explained that to him, and a lot of people didn't know. The NCAA does a great job of hiding that information to the public. People just think, oh, they're getting scholarships, and they're getting so many benefits, and they get free college. Well, are they really getting free college? Most of these kids don't even graduate if they don't make it to the NBA or NFL or wherever professional league they make it to, because they're not taking real classes. They're not getting a great education because they're using too much of their time playing the sport. So if they don't make it to the league, what's next for these kids? They don't have a good education. They have a joke of a degree because they can't do a real degree, because if they do, that will take too much time studying instead of being in the gym or working out or being with the team. And that's not really fair to these athletes. They're taking all this time and getting nothing in return. 50 to 60 hours a week. That's a lot of overtime for the average worker. And this is what these kids are constantly doing every single week, in season and out of season, and getting nothing in return. Another question that I asked my friend Jake was, if you're an athlete expected to go pro, would you even bother going to college? And with the quickness, he said, no, I wouldn't. It would be stupid to go to college when you could go straight into the NBA and make millions of dollars. And that's true. The risk of injury, not getting paid anything, getting taken advantage of, You might as well just go right into the NBA if you're good enough, or the NFL, or whatever professional sports you're playing. I think that's a very smart idea, because college, it's really unnecessary. Most of these college students are one and done anyways. One and done meaning they go to school for 1 year and then they decide to enter whatever draft they want to enter into. I think this is a stupid rule because it's just wasting the kids' time. And ultimately, it's wasting the college's time too. Fans only get to see that player for 1 year and then they're off. So I think it'll be better if they either make it that college kids don't have to go to college at all. They can go straight from high school into the draft, or that they have to play all 4 years. Because the one and done rule is very dumb and it needs to be eliminated from the college realm. When sitting down with my friend Colin, I asked him a very interesting question that actually goes into the real world right now. Zion Williamson. He's one of the biggest basketball stars that we've seen in the last decade. People say he's the next coming of Michael Jordan and LeBron James. He's been coveted as a high basketball prodigy since his junior high seasons. An eighth grader getting put on the media like crazy. Zion Williamson was the face of the NCAA this last March Madness season. And come to my surprise, it didn't go to his head. But even though it didn't go to his head, the NCAA made sure they made money off this kid. He's a high marketable basketball player with explosion and excitement, and his game just is appealing to the eye. The NCAA made millions of dollars off of one player. He was the face of the entire March Madness scene. Everywhere you looked, Zion Williamson this, Zion Williamson that. It kind of got overbearing. He didn't even win the national championship, and they still talk about this kid. I asked Colin this weird question. Do you think if Zion would have got hurt, that he would still get compensated? That if he would get hurt, would the NCAA help him at all? I mean, they made all this money off of him, so I'm sure if he got hurt, they would help him out. He hesitated when I asked him this question. He is well educated on the corruption of the NCAA. He said no, because the NCAA only cares about themselves. Colin explained to me that when it comes to it, the NCAA only cares about getting money, and they would just go from Zion Williamson to the next player, the next big star. They don't really care about the well-being of all their kids. They only really care about making more money and getting the next big person that they can recruit, the next big person that they can market and make even more money off of. It's very sad to think about, but it is true. Even if Zion were to get hurt, God willing, he does not, I think he would be out of luck, just like many athletes who were stars, but then never got their chance because of a career-ending injury. And then they're stuck working at McDonald's or something. You know why? Because they're not getting a good education. And that's the sad truth about the NCAA. Another question that I've asked my peers is, do you think that being a college athlete takes away from their education? And quickly, both of my friends, Jake and Colin, said yes. They also think being a college athlete takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, seeing these kids always working out, always practicing, always doing something in meetings, it just seems, it's evident that these kids aren't really getting a good education. You know they're not actually doing their homework. I mean, they're traveling half the week anyways when they have to go to away games. So when did they actually have time to do their homework? I believe they're not getting an education. And if they are, they're in a bogus major that they're never actually going to get a real job in and actually have a really successful life. I think that these kids need to be way more compensated when it comes to that. If they're not getting an education, at least when they get out of college, let them have a savings, enough money to actually kickstart the rest of their life. Because most of these kids are flustered when they don't have anything left. Sports have been their world since they were a little kid, and once that's over, you don't know what to do. I think the NCAA can spare some money for their athletes, especially for the ones that don't make it into the pros, who don't get a good education, for the ones that don't know what to do after college. It's hard for people to transition when they lose something that they've been striving for the rest of their whole life. Scholarships isn't enough. They're just throwing them in for free college. I get they're going to be debt free, but at what cost? Working a job in fast food? That's not the life I would want for my kid. Concluding my interviews with my peers, I asked them both an important question. Do you think ultimately that the NCAA needs to change their rules to better the students? Both of my peers said yes. Jake, however, said they need to change the guidelines on how long the students should be allowed to work. He said they should not be able to work more than 25 hours a week on their athletics so they can focus more on school. That way they can get a good education. He also believes that they shouldn't be able to get paid, but they should at least be allowed to get their own endorsements. Maybe that's by Nike or Jordan or any other big time endorsement deals. They can at least do that to make money that way. And a lot of athletes will be able to make a lot of money that way and be very suffice for the rest of their life. And I think that's a great idea. They should go for that at least if they're not going to pay their athletes. Colin answered his question by saying that they need to pay these athletes. They're making millions of dollars and they need to pay them. He then explained that coaches are making millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to coach these football teams and coach these basketball teams. Wow. The kids that are actually playing in the game are not making a single penny. And that's heartbreaking, isn't it? Athletes need to be paid something in return. Colleges are making so much money off these kids, taking advantage of them. I can't reiterate this enough. There needs to be awareness brought to this situation. In conclusion, I think that athletes most definitely need to be compensated for their hard work. The NCAA is a corrupt organization and things need to change. Athletes need to stand up and fight for what's theirs, or else nothing will change. And I think the NCAA head of office people need to look into their hearts and realize what is actually going on. They need to stop caring about their money and start caring about the well-being of all their athletes and all their students. Thank you.